you've probably never heard of James Peak. Perhaps it's more accurate to say you've heard of the mountain, but simply didn't know it by that name. In fact, you may have been to the top of the peak that James climbed, but he didn't get the credit, so to speak. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. Soon after the United States acquired the Louisiana Purchase, Lewis and Clark began a trip to explore the region, traveling all the way to the Pacific. At the same time, Zebulon Pike journeyed into the southwestern part of that territory. That's where he encountered what we today call Pike's Peak.
He came out to explore Louisiana without a map, didn't really understand the geography of the West. People still get confused by this and how high some of these mountains are. He wanted to reach the summit of the peak to map out the rivers, but he tried to do that in November.
That was in 1806. It would be another 14 years before the first European Americans reached the summit. Matt Mayberry shares the story from the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum, a site that tells the story of those early explorers.
The first recorded summit is a man named Edwin James. The mountain was for a time named for him. It was called James Peak. But Pike was the first to publish about the region, so his name was always closely affiliated with the mountain.
Pike's Peak was an alluring destination. Soon people were finding all kinds of ways to get to the top.
Colorado Springs is founded in 1871, and from that point, and even before that, it was fairly routine for people to reach the summit. So carriage roads by the 1870s. We had the Cog Road, which is a gear-driven railroad to the top of the mountain by the turn of the century.
The peak was an early destination for travelers.
So people would come here by train, and then they would, you know, essentially rent, just as we do today, rent a car when you get to the airport. They would rent a carriage and a buggy, a horse, or a mule, or some other device to get to the top of the mountain.
More next time as we travel the countryside in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Andrew McRae.